Chapter 14. Nim lay on the floor of the cave with Fred under one arm and Silky sheltering her back. Through the opening, they could see the rain trickle to a stop and the gale gentle to the wind. They crept out to look, peering out over the black rocks. The sea was still monstrous. The wind had whipped it to a fury, and it wasn't ready to calm down just because the storm had passed. Towering waves crashed into the shore. Spray formed white and rainbows fountained into the clearing sky. It could have been beautiful if Nim hadn't known that Jack was on the west side of the island, being tossed even farther from home. Alex was on east, being thrown towards it. "She's be smashed on the rocks," Nim cried. "She searched the horizon with her spyglass. There was no sign of a sail, but there was a speck that could be a boat with someone inside it." Nim was still scared, but there wasn't enough time to think. She crawled back into the cave and tore a sheet from her notebook. "Dear Jack, I've gone to rescue Alex Rover. Love, Nim." Silky was waiting. Fred was starting to slide down to the sea. "Wait," Nim shouted. "You can't swim out there by yourself." But Fred wasn't by himself. Chica had heard Nim's whistle a storm while ago and been resting on the seabed as close as she could to get her friends in the cave. Fred scrambled on her back and hooked his claws to the edge of her shell, staring out over her head. Nim hugged hard around Silky's neck and they slid into the water. It was hard swimming, even for a brave and determined lion of the sea. The waves slammed against them so hard and so high that sometimes they threw Silky backward and under the water, which is where sea lions like to swim, but not where they're carrying girls on their backs. Nim's hair whipped like long, wet ropes, and she gulped seawater, salt water, with every breath, but she clung as tight as she ever could. The seventh wave came, a swamping, dumping wave, stronger than Silky, forcing her deep down below the water, stronger than Nim, whipping her arms away from Silky's neck and pushing her deeper still. So there was nothing but swirling blue, and she didn't know which way up was up the air and which was down to the bottom. She was whirling, swimming, struggling, sinking, but Silky somersaulted backward and pushed her up through the water till she was spluttering, coughing, breathing again. When the waves weren't so quite so wild, they could ride up them and slide down without going deep under the water. When they were in the valleys, they couldn't see anything but blue, but when they were on top, they could look around. They saw Chica and Fred, but never Alex. They went on looking, looking and looking, on and on. Now Silky was too tired to leap across the waves and pretend it was fun. But when Nim tried to be helpful and swim, Silky honked across, "No!" So Nim stayed on. She didn't know if she could have swum in those waves. Anyway, she started to worry about what was going to do if she didn't find Alex. She started to worry about how big the waves were where Jack was and how far away they were taking him. She started to worry about Chica and Fred. She started to worry about how she'd know when it was time to turn back. And what that was the hardest thought of all, because it was the only one she could do something about. She was worrying so hard she nearly fell off when Silky barked again. Then Silky didn't seem tired and Nim didn't feel worried. She blew her whistle as hard as she could and they charged across the waves to the small sinking boat. The water was up to Alex's waist, then her chest and up to her neck. She was splattering and dunking, ducking and still struggling with the knots under the water. She tried to think of what a hero would do now, but all she could think was what a hero would have known how to untie the knot, and that was no help to her at all. She took a deep breath and wondered if that was the last air she'd take,
A whistle shrilled, and there was the strangest, most wonderful thing she'd ever seen. A wild-haired girl blowing a shell and riding a sea lion across the waves. "Nee!" Alex shouted, and then her mouth was underwater too. Nim remembered the scene in Mountain Madness where the hero was snagged by the rope around his waist, and as he climbed down a cliff, she grabbed her knife from its pouch, and as Selkie ducked under the water, Nim cut the rope. Alex bobbed straight up to the surface. "Nim, Rousseau, I presume?" Their boat gurgled and rudely and sank. They looked at each other and started to giggle, choking with laughter and seawater, and Selkie had to balk twice to remind them that treading water with one arm and holding onto a sea lion with the other in the middle of a stormy ocean is not the time to giggle. But when Alex heard Selkie balk, she said, "So you're not a Saint Bernard, but you are a savior." And they laughed a bit more. And then they turned back towards the island. It should have been easier now they were going the same way as the waves, except that the waves were smashing into the black rocks, and they didn't want to do that. So they decided to curve around the reef and couldn't come in the gentle slopes of the shell beach. And Selkie couldn't carry them both. "We could take turns swimming and riding," said Nim. But even going with the waves, Nim couldn't swim as fast as Selkie. So Selkie kept having to turn around, and Alex wasn't very good at riding. So she fell off every time Selkie turned around. "I wish I'd gone swimming lessons instead of writing stories about fish," Alex muttered. And Nim started worrying again. She was getting tired too. And so the next time Selkie circled back and Alex fell off, they both hung onto Selkie with one arm and swam with the other. But the island didn't seem to be getting much closer. Suddenly there was a tickle under Nim's arm, and a sweet spinny head was grinning with a grinning dragon face. "Fred," she cried, said Alex. And Alex, who had never seen anything quite as ugly and wonderful as a marine iguana, said, "I'm sorry I called you a poodle." Following Fred was something that looked like a big bag with something else behind it. And that something began to look like a smug green turtle. Chica had found one of the coconut rafts. She moved steadily towards them, pushing the raft, disappearing as each wave rolled over her and popping up when it cleared. Nothing ever upset Chica. Selkie kept pushing Alex and Nim towards the island. Chica kept coming closer, and finally they met. Alex slid across from Selkie and climbed into the coconut raft. She lay down and kicked her legs, and kicking Chica in the head didn't seem like a good way to thank her, so she crouched forward, paddled with her hands. It didn't make the raft go much faster, but Alex felt better doing something. Nim got back into Selkie and Fred. Onto Selkie and Fred and climbed onto her shoulder. A few minutes later, they tumbled onto Shell Beach below where the hut used to be. The end of chapter 14. Thank you.